From the storms. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? I know if you're in the path of Florence, it is a big, brutal storm. I hope you're safe and hunkered down. Our thoughts are with you for your security, indeed. Remember, nothing is more valuable than your life. We'll take on the political storms of brewing in Washington and beyond in our cultural cacophony. Also, as we turn the page into September, the creativity push continues, inspiration to action, challenge success stories among them, and we're surrounding it all with great music, including your Forgotten 45 requests. Love to get you in the mix too. You're listening live. It is Friday, September 14th, 12 noon at West, 2 p.m. Central, and 3 o'clock here in the East. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505, and live or on podcast, you know, Twitter is 24/7 at AB Writes. Social media platforms all abuzz for the live show. Facebook page, PopNet chat box among them, all being helmed by our TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, and ML headquarters. Show today, by the way, brought to you in part by Audiophile, music, books, podcast. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. Also by Old Navy, it's time to fall in for great styles and savings at Old Navy, and by our friends at PopNet. Arts, culture, and conversation on air, online. PopNet features select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust, occasionally raucous roundtables. So what do you say, grab yourself some coffee and a snack maybe, and let's go. Hunker down. Opening up with Neil Young on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. We'll be right back.
That was extraordinary. Unfortunately, extraordinarily bad.
The man who'd learned how to forge her beauty into power, and they struggled to protect her from them, only to be confused by the magnitude of her fury in the final hour.
Yeah.
are with the eternal question, "Will Stop the Rain?" on the Amy Beth Arkowi Show and Not So Forgotten 45 for Howie. And via Facebook today for Simp. Thanks for chiming in, guys. Joan Baez putting her great distinct signature on that wonderful Jackson Browne song, Before the Deluge. Neil Young, too, and Like a Hurricane. We'll send that one out to Bryn via Twitter. Always happy to have you guys aboard. Hearty irregulars all. You can chime in, too, via Twitter at AB Rides, listening live on Friday, September 14th. Of course, the phone line is always available to you. Nobody rarely calls these days, but we love to chat with you when you do. 347-857-4505. Hey, PopNet chat box and the Facebook page are open, too. On PopNet, Lindsay chiming in. Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, he sinks even lower with his insensitivity. Talking about Trump, of course. Yeah, yesterday was a horrible day, right in the, you know, the cusp of this horrible storm Florence coming. He has the nerve to tweet out that in the aftermath of Maria, there were not nearly 3,000 lives lost. Again, blaming on the Democrats for hiking up the numbers to make him look bad when he was the one who raised so much money, and et cetera, and so forth. He is very quick to give himself an A+, never to take any kind of blame. And again, it's not his fault in particular what happened, but mistakes were made. To call it an unsung success and how great it was when people 9 months out didn't even have power. I think full power was just restored a couple of months ago. This storm, Maria, that he was talking about, took place a year ago. Last September. So it's outrageous. But again, I always say he lacks the empathy gene. So yes, you're right, Lindsay. You never know how low he can go, and he keeps going lower. But it all comes back to that. He's only thinking about himself. He lives in this narcissistic bubble, and things are bursting all over him today. As you probably have heard, Paul Manafort struck a deal with the Mueller investigators in the trial number 2, which was slated to start this coming week in D.C., a bunch of charges. He managed, I guess, reduced it down to like 2 charges, money laundering, et cetera, and some other fraud charges. It'll be rolled into the other case, but there's a cooperation deal in place. His lawyers came out quick to say that these charges stem from a long time ago. He took responsibility, and he's happy to have his family have some safety and security for a good life, implying that, number one, they'll keep some of the resources. He's going to have to forfeit a bunch of cash and some properties in the deal, apparently, as part of the sentence, but there'll also be some security. I guess that's a murky question because he was involved with some shady characters in Russia. So it's not so much that he's worried about Trump, I don't think, in terms of his personal and family security, but the Russian oligarchs and Putin might be mad if he spills some certain beans in that regard. How this all reflects on Trump, we don't know. The White House swiftly and Rudy Giuliani coming out quickly today to say it has nothing to do with the president or the campaign. Manafort had a limited role, et cetera, and so forth. All this stuff stems from a long time ago. I get it, but they got to be nervous because we got Cohen. We got other people in the Trump organization talking and all kinds of people investigating. So you know he's nervous. And with the Woodward book that came out and the op-ed piece and all this other stuff, it's got to be a combustible place. That's all I can say. But as far as his taking responsibility, it's pretty much a no-go. I got this great song for you lined up. This is a guy who I guess has been around for a while, but I just got turned on to him about a month or so ago. His name is Roy Zimmerman. He's a satirist. He does these great song parodies with political bent, and here's one that is so fitting. I think he did it last year in regard to the hurricanes, but it's very fitting this year, of course. It's like a brick into troubled waters. It's Roy Zimmerman on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. I think you'll dig it. Listen.
When you're weary wind and rain, you're drenched and drowning in a Cat 4 hurricane. Call Donald Trump, he'll be right on the green. He'll see you in 2 weeks like a brick thrown in troubled water. He will weigh you down like a brick thrown in troubled water. He will weigh you down.
So this is a big SOS for anybody out there.
He will give himself a big A+. He'll say enough about me. What do you think about me? You said SOS, but he was busy saying SOB. So you were SOL like a water. He will put you down like a brick thrown in troubled water. He will watch you drown.
Now, what is your death count as of this moment? 17?
You're an island surrounded by water.
Big water, ocean water.
You've got a nasty mayor. You've thrown our budget out of whack. You should be proud. More people haven't died. And he'll forgive your debt. No, he won't. Yes, he will. No, he won't. Yes, he will. No, he will. Like a brick thrown in troubled water. He will throw you towels like a brick thrown in troubled water. He'll throw paper towels.
This is definitely not my day.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Guess I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's a silver sun. You best walk her away and watch it shining. Watch her watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing now. I'm crying, ain't I? No doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whisper something soft and kind. And hey, babe, the sky's on fire. I'm dying, ain't I? I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Might have heard the highway call, geese in flight and dogs that bite. Signs that might be omens say I'm going, I'm going, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. With a holy host of others standing around me, still I'm on dark side of the moon, and it seems like it goes on like this forever. You must forgive me if I'm up and gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine? You hit me from behind. Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Gone to Carolina in my mind. And I'm gone to Carolina.
Carolina in my mind. James Taylor on the Amy Beth Arguish Show for Katie and Amelia, and both Carolinas are on our minds today. Please, if you're in the path of Florence, stay safe, stay strong, and we'll get through it. Indeed. Twitter feed AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Oh yeah, we also heard a great, gorgeous version of the Paul Simon classic Bridge Over Troubled Water by Aretha Franklin. And Roy Zimmerman, you got to tune yourself up to this guy. He writes clever and poignant parody songs, like A Brick Thrown in Troubled Water, written and performed in the wake of the Trump response to Hurricane Maria last year. Very apropos, because he's still responding inappropriately to Maria and gearing up for Florence, of course, declaring victory already with FEMA's response, and we just got started with this one. He cannot wait to declare a success, even when there isn't one. It's pathological, I guess. What's your take? Twitter feed AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. And yes, we do have the Facebook page and our PopNet chat box open. Let's go to Twitter, Trudy, because we've got lots of folks chiming in there. Andy says, given this news and also that Manafort just pleaded guilty and flipped, Brett Kavanaugh's appointment cannot move forward, and Donald Trump should not be able to nominate anyone to the Supreme Court, at least until the Mueller investigation is over. A lot of people are calling for that, and people are on the, particularly it seems to be on the tail of Maine Senator Susan Collins, offering a barrage of phone calls and letters and internet crowdfunding campaigns to threaten, I guess, to fund her opponent should she not, you know, vote against Kavanaugh's nomination, I guess. She hasn't said one way or the other, although she's vacillating and she looks like she's headed towards voting for him. And she was, you know, deriding folks and talking about, you know, a bribery type thing, you know, or extortion kind of. You know, the thing is, people have a right. I really think all incumbents, and actually, you know, she is one of the saner, more moderate Republicans currently in office. But the truth is, nobody, Republican or Democrat, should take their office for granted. It's not lifetime appointments, although the Supreme Court is, and that's why it's crucial that we try to thwart this nomination, although I don't think it's going to happen, although there's something going on now with that documentation that somebody passed to Senator Dianne Feinstein about an allegation that Brett Kavanaugh was involved in this kind of sexual misconduct, quote-unquote, many, many years ago. Whether there's going to be anything founded in those, you know, will bear any kind of truth to those charges, how that's going to go forward. They did pass it on for a criminal investigation. I mean, this is heavy-duty stuff, should it be true. We don't know if it's true, though, and that's the thing. Other questions about whether this man has a gambling addiction. He was very much in debt, and who paid his debts and so forth, credit card debts. He bought a lot of baseball tickets over the years. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how if it rises to the level of any kind of malfeasance or any criminality. We just don't know. And to cast aspersions and a wide net of aspersions, I think, is irresponsible on the one hand. On the other hand, it's also irresponsible to cram through a nomination and an appointment to a lifetime on the Supreme Court, which will change the court drastically. On the other hand, yeah, elections do have consequences. Trump vowed to put on a conservative right-to-life judge who would try to overturn Roe v. Wade or at least diminish it. He declared this openly in the campaign, and that's one thing that he stuck to. And as we keep saying every week, the judiciary has been, you know, totally rehauled, and that is going to be generational. So he's already made his imprint. Damage done, kids. Damage done. Feud going on also, by the way, that reignited the feud between Susan Sarandon and Deborah Messing, which happened during and post-2016 election, with you know, Messing being an ardent Bernie supporter and Deborah Messing Hillary supporter. And Sarandon, of course, classically came out and said that Hillary is just as bad as Trump, and now people are holding her feet to the fire. She was interviewed, I think, by Variety, and pretty much said that the silver lining is that Trump has ignited more people in the resistance, and younger people and women and, you know, a whole new generation of people to get socially active and politically active. And Messing called her out and said, well, what about all the damage done already, as I just said? And then Sarandon shot back and said, hey, they took me out of context before, you know, Deb is before you get self-righteous, I think she said. So, of course, Messing sounded irrational and Sarandon sounded cool as a cucumber. The truth somewhere in between, of course. But the truth is that, yeah, the damage is done. And you can say that maybe without Donald Trump being in office, people would have still been sleeping. I don't know. But the point is, we still have consequences to deal with, which is what I predicted all along. And I knew that was going to happen. And I do hold the Bernie or Busters more to the flame than I do the right, you know, the right wing that held their nose and voted for Trump and used him, because they're getting what they want. They're getting their agenda advanced. What more can you do in politics? Hopefully we learn, but we got it's a heavy lesson with a lot of consequences that we will be feeling for many years to come, and I fear another generation or two to come. And that's just the truth. I don't want to be, you know, hyperbolic, but that is the truth, and it's a little scary and a little sad, but a little funny to see their feud reignited. For what it's worth, as a part of the sideshow, we all enjoy the sideshow from time to time, right? We do indeed, right? Hey, Rico on Twitter says, it just feels so bigly right that Manafort flips the day after Trump vomited out his unconscionable lie about Maria. It's over, Trump. Manafort knows everything. You conspired. You obstructed. You're going to be impeached, and you're going to be indicted and removed from office. The feds are closing in. Well, we'll see. Wishful thinking, perhaps, but again, smoke, fire, there's usually a correlation, and there's a heck of a lot of smoke here. What's your take? Twitter feed, AV Rides, phone line 347-857-4505, PopNet chat box, and the Facebook page open too. Hey, PopNet, Vic chiming in, says, I don't know, Trump has really reached the lowest of the lows, but then again, as you say, he keeps going lower. Yeah, it seems like it. Every day we keep saying that. This is the bottom. But they've been saying that since the 2016 primary campaign, and he keeps surviving, and he continues. But who knows? One of these days, we are going to climb our way, crawl our way out of the wreckage, that's for sure. Here's Dave Edmonds with Rock Pile. This one, oh, I love this one. Found it for you, Artie. Or Trudy did, anyway. on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Thanks for tagging along on our raucous ride.
Save it for a rainy day. Save it for a Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Stephen Bishop.
Well, she's kind of pretty, drives a big car too. And when I hold her in my arms, I never know what to do. She's got everything she needs, what does she need me for? Just a crazy fool coming back for more. And I know she's no good, can't see her, but I know I should. Everybody says a watch out boy, she'll break your heart like it was a toy. If I only could, but when she touches me, makes me feel so good. My heart's in her hand, this is sure amen. No way I say no, and she says yes, yes, yes. Take me, shake me, and tell me this ain't a dream. Everybody says a watch out boy, she'll break your heart like it was a toy.
sang in there. Katrina and the Waves, a not-so-forgotten 45 blast from the 80s from Millie on the Amy Beth Arquish Show. Pair of songs, same title, different eras, different sounds. Stephen Bishop, captured live in the 70s, I believe, on American Bandstand, Save It for a Rainy Day, and the Jayhawks, their folkier sound, some years later. Dave Edmonds, too, with Rock Pile, Crawling from the Wreckage for Artie and also for Carla. Hey, love those Artie irregulars chiming in. Do so via the phone line once in a while if you're listening live on Friday, September 14th, 347-857-4505. A few minutes left. Twitter feed is ABWrites 24/7. We've got the PubNet chat box and the Facebook page open for the show as well. And we have the Inspiration to Action Challenge success story. It's Leo, Newport News, Virginia. I hope you guys aren't going to get the remnants, maybe, of Florence. It is a coastal town, I think. He says, working hard and digging into a very tough slog of a memoir, but the challenge did it for me. Over a year ago, I started, and as you would say, I've got focus, discipline, and a joy in my step. Yeah, I like that. Working hard at it. By the way, journaling while you do it, you are right, it does help. Mm-hmm, keep going. Hey, Leo, thank you so much for writing in, and keep going. Keep us posted, won't you? Inspiration to Action Challenge, has it worked for you? I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve the accolade, but you're also egging each other on, if you know what I'm saying. But you're telling people you're doing it and how it's worked for you. You're helping other folks feel empowered and give them kind of permission to go for it. So please reach out and tell me your story at the website, amybetharkawee.com. Same place should you find yourself needing some egging on. We'll start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one on me. It's like a 20-minute nudge in the right direction. I'll give you a primer on the challenge and some other tips and tricks to get you going. Give me a couple of weeks to connect, and we'll do it. One-stop shopping at the website, amybetharkawee.com. While you're there, peruse my stories, the Eliza Gordon mysteries, other goodies up for grabs, and you can also chime in, guest suggestion, Forgotten 45, and big story requests, all there at the website. So, good deal indeed, right? So hang in there, because sunshine is just around the corner, but, you know, for now, those in Florence is awake, ain't no sunshine.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. And I know, I know, I know, I know. Sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
What fresh hell is this?
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's when I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go. Make me wonder where the roots of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. On back another day, I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Promise and Perils of Sunshine on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, One Hit Wonder from Jonathan Edwards, a Forgotten 45 for Callie. Also, Paul Simon from that great mid-70s album, There Goes Ryman Simon, was a sunny day. And Bill Withers, Forgotten 45 for Lynette, Ain't No Sunshine. There will be once Florence sachets out of town. Please stay safe. If you're in Florence's path, hunker down. Our thoughts are with you. But remember, nothing is more valuable than your own life. Never mind your valuables. I know they're important to you, houses, things. But your life is the most important. So stay as safe as you can. Please, we're all with you and thinking for you. Hey, thanks to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, and ML for at headquarters for keeping us going today. Thank you for all your real-time comments and requests. Always appreciate it. Don't forget all the shows are archived for podcast. Listen when it works for you. And you can find us any place, really. Wherever podcasts are, we're all over the place. At the Blog Talk Radio site, on Stitcher, on Mixcloud, iTunes, NetNow, PushPlay, TuneIn. I think we're on Spotify now, too. And select editions on the Arts Radio Network and PodNet. All roads lead back to our website, of course, amybetharkowy.com. You can friend me on Facebook. We have some extras for you there. Also, you can follow our producer, Trudy Hart, on Twitter at Radio Trudy. Follow me for the 24/7 conversation on Twitter at AB Wright. So wherever you go, whatever you do this weekend, we wish you safety. Drive safe, play nice, dream big, and, of course, shelter from the storm is what we're offering. Leave you with Dylan. Come back and see us.